He played his freshman year at Ohio State for Paul Brown, and then he got drafted into World War II, was an Army surgical tech in Okinawa, and got a letter from Paul Brown saying, you know, "Dear Lou," something along the lines of, "I hope this letter finds you well. I'm thinking of starting a professional football team in Cleveland." And I think that letter had his original contract, which he signed like in a surgical tent in Okinawa during World War II. And so he returned it. Then when he came back from World War II and reported to training camp in his fatigues with his duffel bag slung over his shoulder. You know, he was also generally really friendly and involved guy in the community. So I got to learn, I got to see firsthand someone who was really active in the community and always kind of giving back in one way or another. And I think that also had an influence on me. Once I graduated from BW, I went active duty for about 7 years. You know, regardless of the state of Afghanistan now, still pretty proud to have cleared a lot of minefields left over from the Soviets and to have built roads and, schools, things like that. The passion for me isn't really business. It's trying to help employ homeless veterans. So does America need another bag company? No, it doesn't. But does America need a company that prioritizes employing homeless veterans? It does. If it ever really wants to solve the issue of veteran homelessness, then we need more companies to start employing homeless veterans. So that's why I chose the company and then chose bags. So we really have to do it kind of in a reverse order. Raise the money first, see how much we can raise, and then based on that, we can hire. Because if we're going to give someone the promise of employment or the hope of employment, we have to make sure we have enough money to pay them for, you know, at least a year. Everyone generally agrees that we should support our veterans, and especially that they shouldn't be sleeping out on the streets if they served our country.